G'day guys, just a bit of an update here. Been sick for the last sort of 24 hours. Had to leave work at my main job early yesterday. I couldn't work at the gym and I had today off just because I need to recover. I think all the stress is building up. The stress of having five children at home. We homeschool and having to work two jobs and then deal with all the other pressures like the having a massive big trial. Well, I've actually got two trials ahead that I've got to deal with, both to do with corrupt policing and their vile conduct. But the big one is on the 1st of, which was meant to be on the 1st of June, has just been changed. This is interesting, right? So, we released a video, a campaign video, promoting Take a Sickie for Nikki, which is my cousin's the one that she's organising this. And it was, basically we're trying to get everybody that we can who, has an interest in this case to be at the county court in the morning of June the 1st, Thursday, June the 1st. Well, the day after we shared that video far and wide, we get correspondence from the other side saying that we have a new judge, a new prosecutor, and the trial's now going to start on the 2nd. So they've moved the trial start date to the next day. Now, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe they just don't want to, they don't want all of us there when we, when the court, when the trial starts. They don't want us there. But I don't care what they want because I want justice, and I don't believe that they care about justice. I know that the prosecution don't, because they wouldn't be prosecuting this case if they cared at all about justice. Think about what they've done. And they've done this to other people, but many other people who have probably experienced this same kind of, disgusting, vexatious and malicious conduct are in a situation where they can't fight back. They lack the tools or the power to fight back. And I don't have a huge amount of power, but what I have is people power because I've got a lot of people supporting me. I've been blessed with some financial power because people have supported me financially to get me through this incredibly corrupt trial. And I have some knowledge, which is power. And the knowledge that I have, first of all, it's the knowledge of the law. I understand that they're bluffing, that all of this vexatious and malicious prosecution that they put you through by dragging you through the courts for years, it's to wear you down and to bankrupt you, essentially. Because I know that's what they're doing, I just look at it like a game, and I'm not going to let them win. But I also have knowledge that there is a God, and that justice is a real spirit, and the power of justice will always trump the power of the lies. The power of truth will always trump the power of the lies and the deceit. So I know that I have the power to win, as long as I endure to the end, which is the biblical principle. He who endures to the end shall be saved. So you just got to endure to the end. So I won't back down. It's interesting though that, that we're in a system that is so incredibly corrupt, that's full of conflicts of interest everywhere, where the police and the, which are meant to be separate from the government, are one and the same. They're completely connected. These corrupt political police, after we were told to leave the area on in May 2021, we left. This other group of police decided to target us, stalk us, assault us. We were assaulted 40 times before we got to the end of this scenario where the police ran across the road and bashed up my mate Jay for nothing, just because he was walking. That's it. So there were 40 assaults before that, which have all been documented. And this was the public order response police and the critical incident response unit trying to agitate us to react. And we didn't react until the final incident where the police ran across the road and they just brazenly just decided, look, let's just bash this guy. Let's just bash him. That must have been what's going through their head, because that's all they did. They ran across the road and just started bashing my mate. And of course, we ran into his aide to help him. And as a result, I had my shoulder dislocated badly. And only I was assaulted to that degree. So it's like they targeted me because of, I don't know who I am, because I had been very very problematic for the government lying narrative by speaking out against the corruption, educating people about the Human Rights Charter and how it was never suspended through via a declaration, a declaration in the Parliament. They never did an override declaration for the Human Rights Charter. So I was teaching people these things. I was teaching people that police can't be directed by the government. It's inconsistent with Section 51 of their own Act, and it's different. The definition of a constable, okay, in Australian law is backed by case law, which prescribes that a police constable cannot be directed by the government, so they can't enforce government directions. So I was teaching people this, and because I was teaching this online, Facebook and Instagram kicked me off. Permanently disabled my account so that I couldn't get back on Instagram or Facebook without having to go through a different name, different browser, and everything to be able to get back on. So you can see that they don't want people who have knowledge and power, whether it be power and knowledge, power and financial power, or power. Not that I'm financially well off. I'm not. I've been brought to nothing. I've had my business of 12 years. I had a good business that was destroyed by the corruption of the government. But I have people that are supporting me and sponsoring me through this process that I'm going through with the police. So I do have enough. But they don't want people to have any financial capacity. We can see this worldwide. They want to bring us all down to nothing, to be completely reliant on them so they can control us. They don't want people to have knowledge. Look what they do in the education, education programs around the world, especially in the West. They fill our minds with absolute garbage from the gutter. They don't teach people how to think critically. They don't want the best for you. They want the best for you. They want you to be the best for them. And they don't want you to be able to connect with other people. They want us all divided. So I've been very blessed to be able to bring lots of people together. I've been very blessed to be able to have the knowledge and be blessed with teachers and mentors that have given me knowledge to be able to overcome. All of what the police and government have done so far, and to expose them. And I have a knowledge of God. I know that God lives, and that there is a spirit within us that can overpower the evil of the world. And I like the Bible verse in 1 John 4:4, I think it is, where it says, "Greater is He," meaning God, "who is in me than he that is in the world." And I know that to be true. And they know it at the top. They absolutely know it at the top. And it's interesting because we released this video. This is interesting. This is important. We released this video about the 1st of June. Okay, it's about the we're sorry, I'm getting text messages coming through at the moment. We released this video about people turning up. That's the campaign. It's called Take a Sickie for Nikki. We released the video for the 1st of June for people to turn up at the Bentley County Court on Monday. On Tuesday, we get correspondence from the other side, and they've moved the date. They've moved the date from the 1st of June to the 2nd of June, and they've changed the judge. They've changed the prosecutor. I think these people are scared. They don't want to have to deal with the reality that we're not backing down and that we're not scared of them anymore. We're not scared. Let's go to the task. So now we need you guys there on Friday, the 2nd of June, because the 1st of June's been cancelled, and it was cancelled immediately after we released that video. And we got a new judge and a new prosecutor. Now, I don't believe in coincidences. So this is not a coincidence, in my opinion. This is happening because they know that we were going to turn up in mass at the county court. And they're like, well, we don't want that to happen. So let's change the date and we'll start the trial the day after. They don't care about equity or justice, but I do. And I know that most of the people watching this, I'd say the majority of them, all care about equity and justice as well. So anyway, I hope that you'll be there on the second of June, Friday. And these people have these corrupt police have stalked me, harassed me, targeted my business, destroyed my right shoulder, put me in jail for a month, put me through an extremely stressful and taxing, not only financially, but also emotionally and spiritually and mentally taxing process through the courts, when they know they have no evidence to verify the, you know, to justify what they've done, but they just do it anyway. It's like they keep digging a bigger pit for themselves. But that's okay. You know, that they're digging the pit for themselves. Not for me. They're trying to dig a pit for me, but it's going to be used on them. So anyway, justice will prevail. Stay strong. Never quit, because quitters don't win. Winners don't quit. That was a quote that my my coach, Ed Bavlock, used to say all the time. He used to say, he's an American guy. He go, Nico, quitters don't win. Winners don't quit. And it was such a simple you know, principle to apply in your mind. It's like, well, so you don't quit. Just don't quit. It's easy. I can set my mind to that. It's not complicated. Anyway, guys, God bless. Stay strong. The evil forces out there are trying to do their thing. We're going to do our thing. We're going to stand up for truth, equity, and justice, because those people who endure to the end, like Jesus says, they prevail and they are saved. God bless you guys. Thank you.